It's not too bad right now, and I can, you know, because we're getting it in bits and pieces. But it'll obviously, you know, kick up, especially towards, you know, the rest of the offseason, and especially when you get deeper into OTAs and everything else. So it'll definitely kick up, and it'll be a lot more challenging. But I think we're all doing pretty well right now.
Can you describe how you're feeling walking in this locker room, being at Lambeau, just the whole atmosphere?
You kind of still take it in. Every moment you walk in the locker room, you kind of look around and say, wow, this is a historic place. Every single chance you get to walk in the building, you get to see names in the locker, you see Hall of Fame guys, you know, down the hallway. I mean, it's a great place to be, and just to have the opportunity to be here is a blessing.
You got your degree early on, so when you came back for that last year, did you think you would have a great breakout year, or was there any consideration of going early, or what was your thought process with your last year at school?
Well, you always want to have a good senior year, and that's for anybody. You always want to kind of leave with a bang. And unfortunately, you know, myself, I didn't get to do it, nor the rest of the seniors. And it wasn't necessarily about me, you know, trying to have a tremendous year. It was really more or less for the whole team, kind of trying to set the standard for some of the younger guys, too. Because at the end of the day, they really meant a lot to me as well, not just my senior class. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get that done, and I wish we could have.
Was there any thought of leaving early? Just because you, like I said, you were done with school?
Oh, no, there was no thought of leaving early.
Okay.
You mentioned learning from Aaron Rodgers. How about guys like Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, James Jones? I mean, the wide receiver core you joined. You looking forward to learning from those guys, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I already got to meet those guys. And, I mean, they also set the standard for receiver. And honestly, I think we probably already do have the best receiving core, you know, in all of football. I mean, they constantly do exactly, you know, what's needed, you know, and they're always in the right spot for Aaron at all times.
They're always a fun group, too. Did you get any sight of that yet?
Oh, not yet. I mean, we're kind of all the, you know, the guys that just came in, we're all kind of just around each other right now, and they're still doing their workouts on the side. We'll kind of come together towards the end.
What do you feel you bring that maybe, you know, is unique to this this receiver corps, something you can bring different?
Well, I'm definitely going to come and work hard. And just try to learn every single position and whatever, you know, wherever I fit in is, you know, and they feel is the best fit, and that's the position I'll play.
You know about Donald Driver at all and his story? I mean, guy was a seventh round pick, all-time leading receiver here. It just kind of shows it doesn't matter where you get picked, does it? I mean,
oh, yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. No, that's one of the things the coach brought up. You know, he said it doesn't matter whether you're drafted or undrafted. You know, we're going to give you every opportunity here to play. We're going to make sure, you know, you compete, and every single day you just come out and give it your all, you know, and just see where the chips fall from there.
How do you reflect on what happened with you?
Was this a place that you wanted to? Do you have any idea? Because there are certain teams that need wide receivers maybe a little more than others. Is this one of the teams you wanted to be at?
This is actually the single place I wanted to be. So, I mean, like I said before, it was a blessing that it kind of fell into my lap.
As you reflect on Maryland, obviously your numbers weren't great because of a lot of circumstances there. How do you look at your college career as it prepared you for the NFL?
Well, in life and in football, you're going to go through ups and downs. I mean, adversity, it's all around you. And at the end of the day, when you fight through those things, you persevere, that builds character. So, and I can say for myself and the other seniors and, you know, the rest of the team that went through that, I mean, it builds that type of character where, you know, you're able to fight through whatever it may be. It could be an injury. As you saw, we had plenty of that, and particularly at one position. But, I mean, it prepares you not only for football but for life as well.
So what was the most valuable thing you got out of an internship with the athletic department?
Oh, just, I mean, it was amazing because you actually get to see the ins and outs. You don't realize how much goes into a collegiate football game. I mean, obviously, I don't know how much goes into an NFL football game either, but I never really knew how many people it took just to, you know, get us to run out a tunnel with smoke coming out and, you know, different things like that. So you kind of really get to see the world for what it is and outside their football perspective. So, I mean, it was something that, you know, obviously we all have to be introduced to, especially when we retire, whatever that may be, 5-10 years down the road. But, I mean, it was definitely a great adventure for me.
Can you tell me what your best game was if it wasn't your senior year because of all the circumstances? What we asked you, you know, all of these guys have a calling card, a certain thing that the receivers bring to this team. Mm-hmm. What would be a good game as an example of what you could really show, either your speed or your range or your moves? Can you remember a game that you had?
Definitely like the Miami game from junior the first year. I mean, it was a really good game. That was the one we came out with the new uniforms. Everyone's talking about that. And it was just a new pace for the offense. It was a faster paced offense, you know, okay. Quick tempo. And it worked too. I mean, it got the defense on the heels, got them tired early, and we were able to keep pushing through the second half and win the game.
Do you like that they play quick tempo here too? Will that be an easy transition for you if it comes to that?
The only thing is you got to think faster. You know, you got to think faster and you're a lot more tired. So, I mean, you kind of got to work hand-in-hand, and you just got to get in your playbook early. Just make sure you know everything you need to know, so when it comes time for you to execute at that fast of a pace, you can do it.
Special teams is a way to make it roster. Do you see yourself as a return man?
Definitely. It doesn't matter where it is in special teams. It can be blocking the punt. I mean, special teams, I mean, it's probably honestly the most critical part of the game. I mean, again, you can have two teams that, you know, juggernauts as far as offense and defense, but especially one special teams play can make the difference in you winning or losing the game. So it doesn't really matter where it is, but I'll definitely play special teams.
It's kind of early to ask, but it's a program based. You expect to do a lot of routes going or routes.
Well, some people may see it as routes being routes, but everything complements something else. So just because you may not be getting the ball in a particular play, you still need to run your route a certain way because it'll help the guy next to you. So you definitely have to learn the full concepts. And it's not just running routes, you know, just for the sake of running routes, you know. But it definitely helps someone else around you if you're not getting the ball yourself.
For whatever reason, it didn't seem to be a lot of balls to be caught last year. What's it like coming to a place that throws the ball early, often, and everything in between?
Oh, that's a receiver's dream. I mean, what else can you say? It's exactly kind of what you want to fall into.
So what do you think about this for opportunity with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver retiring? Opportunity for you?
Well, I'm just coming to work hard. And at the end of the day, for myself and the rest of the team, it's going to just let our tape show what we can do and just leave that up to the discretion of the coach.
What are you trying to accomplish the first couple of weeks this weekend?
Just to make sure I, you know, line up properly, run my route properly, get my depth right. Just make sure I'm in the spot where they want me to be, and that's the biggest thing.
Strength of your game?
Just speed and good hands.
Yeah, what was the coolest thing about you got here, you got New Jersey, you got the locker room, you got the stadium? What was the coolest thing about this so far for you?
I can't pick out one particular thing because I randomly see different things, and you know, you still kind of take it in. Whether it be just looking around the locker room and knowing that, you know, you had guys who were in the Hall of Fame here, or you actually go downstairs and you actually look at the Hall of Fame and you say, wow, these guys were not only here, but you know, here's their legacy, what they did, and just to be a part of it, I mean, it's tremendous.